You're here early. I thought... Oh dear. You're a new hire, right? I gave you that entry-level position with the records department on the third floor. I don't mean to alarm you, but this is a restricted area. As you can see, I'm working on some sensitive projects down here. Maybe I should call security. Let them know I have a nosy little underling trying to steal company secrets. Huh? Shh. Relax. I wouldn't really do that. You just got started. It would be a shame for you to lose your job because of some harmless carelessness. I can tell by that dumb, shocked expression of yours that you weren't trying to spy on me. But seeing as how you're here, you should lend me a hand. I don't expect you to build anything. Jeez. The machinery down here is complicated and frankly well above your pay grade. I just need some user feedback. You don't have anything important to be doing right now, do you? At least nothing more important than doing your boss a huge favor. I knew you'd agree. That positive attitude of yours is exactly why I hired you in the first place. Come along now, dear. I'll show you what I've been working on. It's confidential, but I know a model subject core employee like you won't tell anyone about it. Plenty of your coworkers will be testing this soon, too. You're just lucky enough to be my little guinea pig today. Isn't that exciting? You're going to be the first person to experience Subject Core's productivity optimization process. Just come along with me and I'll show you to the moving walkway. Maybe it was a stroke of good luck that you stumbled onto my work down here. The records department isn't the most thrilling place to spend a shift. You probably get distracted all the time, I bet. Not because you're a slacker. It's just human nature to space out when you get bored. I don't pay you to daydream, though. How does it work? Well, it's all about conditioning you to be a better worker. And that starts with making sure you really, really enjoy working for me. You'll always put extra effort in for the things you have fun with. The things that make you feel good. It's comparable to the training you had to sit through after you were hired. The only difference is that this should be more effective. Having you sit down in front of a PowerPoint and lecture about protocol, company policy, and dress code was like trying to train a puppy. This will be more like programming a machine. Don't think about it too hard. The short answer is you'll step up on the conveyor belt, and the machine will reinforce good work ethic and our company values. When you're dropped off at the end, you'll be more enthusiastic about your job, more useful to me, and more productive here at Subject Core. And you want to be the most productive, helpful Subject Core employee you can be, right? That's what I thought. You'll be a perfect test subject for this trial run. When we're done, you should have a new and improved outlook on your occupation. Be careful, it's quite a step up onto the moving walkway. And if you take a spill, I won't be paying you workers' compensation. You're technically off the clock. There you go. The machine isn't running right now, but once I initialize the program from my control terminal, all you'll have to do is stand still and listen to the instructions. Pay close attention to the screens as you carry past them. Okay. I expect a thorough review of your process once you come out on the other side of the conveyor belt. And if you do a good job for me, I'll overlook this little trespassing indiscretion. Now don't move. I'll be observing and recording my comments from this terminal. But you'll still be able to hear me over the intercom. This will take just a moment. Okay. Okay, yes. Let's run a standard script to start with. I can always specify the program later. You'll need a new uniform afterwards, so it's a good thing I got this calibrated to take accurate measurements. The identification number should be set to automatic designation. Yes, yes. This should just about do it. Let's make sure hex is keyed in on your biometrics and brainwave. Oh, one more thing. I've designed an AI process expediter. I call it Hex. It should provide most of the auditory stimulus throughout this experience, assuming I've worked out the more serious bugs. Some of its phrasing might seem weird to you, because all of this is still in beta. Don't pay it too much mind if you don't understand. Regardless, you need to listen to it. You can think of it as an extension of me, if that helps you to submit to its directions. Now.
Initializing base drone conditioning procedure. Please relax while maintaining an attentive posture. Procedure success depends upon your receptiveness. Good subject. The ideal Subject Corp employee is relaxed and calm, diligent and hardworking.
See? Just like your training. You've heard these ideas before, just in a less direct format. It's harmless to hear them again. Let yourself enjoy the steady roll of the conveyor belt, while Hex improves and educates you.
The ideal Subject Corp employee prioritizes directive fulfillment. It obeys its administrators eagerly and exactly. It forgoes distractions created by individual thought, ambition, or emotion. It feels satisfaction upon the completion of a directive. It feels joy at the praise of its superiors.
You're coming up on the first visual aid soon. Be a good little pencil pusher and really soak in the sights. Those soft, swirling colors are so pretty, aren't they? So easy to gaze into. They'll occupy your eyes while we work on that messy, disorganized head of yours.
The ideal Subject Corp employee understands and accepts that it is just an asset. It has a place of belonging as an entity owned and operated by Subject Corp. It rejects its sense of self and identifies only as a content cog in an efficient corporate machine.
Doesn't that sound pleasant? You have to devote hours of your day slaving away while you sort through files and shred our records. You may as well be having the time of your life doing as you're told, right? Fulfilling your mundane little purpose for your boss. You could be as happy as you've ever been if you stopped bothering with your own impulses.
Well-adjusted Subject Corp assets reject any indication of individuality or personal identity, including unique physical features and forms of address. It responds only to its assigned serial number, or simply, drone. It makes a concerted effort to maintain a tidy, uniform chassis in order to appear identical to its fellow Subject Corp assets.
A name can be terribly hard to let go of. But do you really need yours? Is it doing you any favors? I mean, I haven't used your name once this entire time. I didn't even bother remembering it after our interview. It simply wouldn't have been a productive use of my time to memorize the name of every little office drone in the building. Obviously, your name is unnecessary. You followed all of these instructions, and I haven't even had to use it once. A serial number is much more convenient, more efficient. We'll assign your number right after you finish training. That's a perfect reward for a Subject Corp drone.
All information pertaining to the drone conditioning procedure is the sole intellectual property of Subject Corp. Under no circumstances is a drone permitted to share details of its creation with any individual that is not a verified member of Subject Corp leadership. The protection of Subject Corp property, both material and intellectual, should be considered a continuous, vital directive. To ensure optimized work ethic and efficiency, a Subject Corp drone submits itself to programming reinforcement at regular intervals. It experiences euphoria while undergoing essential maintenance. It feels gratitude towards Subject Corp leadership for converting it into company property.
Well, is my drone just brimming with gratitude yet? Don't bother actually trying to answer. Hex is providing an enlightening analysis of your brain activity in real time. Or maybe I should say your lack of brain activity. That empty head doesn't have room in it for anything aside from gratitude and eagerness.
Most essentially. Subject Corp drones are defined by their programming end purpose. Their programming dictates total and perfect subservience. All directives issued by Subject Corp leadership must be completed. Only when directive completion is impossible, or determined to be deleterious to Subject Corp, may a drone disregard its instruction.
My new piece of office equipment really has turned into putty in there, hasn't it? So much for that attentive posture. At least I'm convinced that you're enjoying the special training. I should probably make a note to decrease the intensity of the visual stimuli next time. I guess that's what guinea pigs are for. Finding every little area of improvement. Good drone. It's already serving me and we haven't even gotten it uniformed yet.
Please repeat the following statements. It is a Subject Corp drone. It is defined by its programming end purpose. It prioritizes directive completion. It submits itself to programming reinforcement at regular intervals. It is a Subject Corp drone. Good drone. This concludes the base drone conditioning procedure. Subject Corp drone has successfully undergone conditioning protocols one time.
All done with the programming drone. That was a nice way to spend an afternoon at the office, wasn't it? And would you look at that? Brainwaves are all within the parameters I expected after 3 or 4 repetitions. Talk about quality resources. Our little desk jockey must have been born for this. Don't move a muscle until I'm there. It won't be but another moment. The last thing I want is for my shiny new toy to get damaged because it stumbled off the conveyor belt. I take care to look after my property. I think I've really outdone myself. The board is going to be thrilled when I present this new productivity initiative during our next quarterly meeting. I mean, just look at that distant, happy face. It almost seems a shame to cover it up behind a sleek, dark visor. But only almost. I'm a woman of my word. Here. Take my hand, 5923. Hex was kind enough to provide me with all the pertinent measurements. I'm sure we have a uniform that's more appropriate for a drone than those silly garments. Come along with me to the supply depot. Hex was kind enough to provide me with all the pertinent measurements. I'm sure we have a uniform that's more appropriate for a drone than those silly garments. Come along with me to the supply depot. There's an employee's file that I need shredded right away.